difficult and traumatic that would be to forget a child. I was thinking of those old TV ads that they would run on TV. Do you guys remember those? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your child is? You remember those? Someone once told me about car seats, and you guys will have to correct me if this is wrong. Do you remember buying your first car seat? I was told that when they first came out, car seats were not marketed for children's safety. They sold car seats so that you had something to strap the kid in so it wasn't bothering you while you're trying to drive down the road. That's what I was told. I don't know if any of you all remember that or not. Traveling with kids can be difficult. And I see those commercials. I hear that that idea of selling car seats simply to keep the kids out of your hair while you're driving. And it makes me wonder, what are we doing with these kids? Now, growing up in Florida, leaving a kid or an animal or anything inside the car was a very dangerous thing because cars heat up very quickly. I remember seeing on the news, they did a segment trying to help people really understand how dangerous this was. The woman that they had to do the segment on TV, she ended it by suggesting that when you are out running errands with the child, put something important back on the back seat, like a shoe, so that you don't forget the kid. Put something important in the back seat. Now you got your kid back there. That's pretty important. Traveling with kids can be difficult. And even though I have not left Madeline anywhere, and she is very important and something that I would not forget very easily, I find this story fascinating. Even with the different cultures back in this day, this idea of Jesus' parents traveling an entire day without recognizing that Jesus wasn't with them. What must be going on? What must this caravan, this group of travelers and worshipers going up to the festival of the Passover be like that they can get an entire day's journey down the road before they start looking for Jesus? And how troubling it would have been for them to discover that Jesus was not with their families, was not with the other relatives and other friends. How difficult and scary it must have been to travel all the way back to Jerusalem, worried that your little child, this 12-year-old boy, is not with you. This would have been a difficult thing. Now, the scripture says that they found him after 3 days. Right? So we've got the full day's journey out of town. Then we figure out he's not there. And then we assumedly have to travel that same time period all the way back. And after 3 days, they find Jesus in the temple. I don't know if those traveling days are part of the three, or if we're talking of 5 days, a whole week without Jesus. Can you imagine how troubling that would have been? And I think that's what helps explain Mary's question when they find Jesus. And I love what Mary says here. "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." That is one of the most real things, a real human interaction and emotion that is in the Bible. Have you ever been scared by your kid? Just terrified, worried for their safety, and the first thing you do is you say something kind of angry at them. I remember my brother breaking his arm, slamming his finger in a door, doing all of these things, and it always seemed like Dad was angry. Dad was scared. Why have you done this? So many times we take that fear and it turns into anger. So many times when our kids do these crazy, interesting things, we turn it into some sort of thing against us. Why have you treated us like this? It's not very often that I get to picture myself in Mary's response. This is an emotion and a reaction that I understand. When we get scared, we can lash out and be angry. When our children are doing interesting little things, we can make it sound like they're doing these things against us. Madeline used to make potions, taking the shampoo and the conditioner bottles and all the soap and everything, all these expensive things that I've been paying for that are supposed to last longer than a week, and just mixes them all up, having a good old time. Madeline, why are you doing this? Don't you know better? No, she's just having a good time. This is how kids learn and grow and explore. They make potions and eat dirt and get dirty. That's what kids do. Jesus simply is doing what Jesus is doing. He makes his way to the temple. He's sitting amongst the scribes and the Pharisees and the leaders. He's listening to them teach. He's asking them questions. And it sounds like, I think when I read that Jesus is asking them questions, I think it's a smart aleck kid questions too. What do you mean? What about this? What about that? Those questions that make us think deeper about the things that we're talking about. Jesus does what Jesus does, and he makes his way to the temple, and he sits, and he listens to these leaders. He listens to them teaching. He asks them questions. And apparently everybody is amazed. But Mary and Joseph finally find him. They have this angry gut reaction. Why have you done this to us? We've been searching for you everywhere. You can hear how scared and terrified and sick to her stomach Mary is simply by asking this question. She's worried. And Jesus, like a good kid, has just been doing what he's been doing. And he asks another question. Why are you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? These responses are what really grabbed my attention for this scripture. Jesus is going to do what Jesus is going to do. Jesus is going to be in the places that Jesus is going to be in. It's our job to go look for Jesus. It's our job to search day in and day out for weeks at a time if we feel like we can't find Jesus, but knowing that Jesus is going to be where he's at. Now, we can respond in anger or fear like Mary did the first time. Have you ever seen Jesus someplace you thought he ought not have been? Sometimes it's in yourself. Sometimes it's at the grocery store. Sometimes it's on the road at a PTA meeting. Jesus is going to be where Jesus is going to be. We need to make sure that we're not surprised when we show up at the same places and see him there. I love Mary's last response. Mary, his mother, treasured all of these things in her heart. This is not the first time that Mary has pondered and treasured things in this gospel. She did so when the angel came to speak with her. She did so after going up to visit her cousin, her relative, Elizabeth, and all that interaction with the babies leaping for joy. Mary, even after she has this emotional response to finally finding Jesus after him being away for 3+ days, she pauses and she ponders and she treasures all of these things that she's watched this young child do. And she holds them close to her heart. How often do we pause to treasure things in our hearts? We have a fast-paced world. If you're not going, you're too late. If you have to be doing something all the time, or else you're not spending your time wisely, how often do we pause and treasure the blessings that we have? How often do we seek out Jesus and ponder and treasure the places that we find him? It's a difficult thing traveling with kids. They're boneheads sometimes, knuckleheads. I'm still going to try not to leave you anywhere. I promise. It's a difficult thing They ask questions that make us think and that upset us. They scare us out of everything that we have. But there's so much to be treasured. Jesus ends up in places we don't think he ought to be. But those are opportunities for us to treasure those blessings. This is one of the only stories of Jesus as a boy in the Bible. And I think it's fitting that we read it on this first Sunday after Christmas. Soon we're going to get into the ministry of Jesus' life and death, his resurrection, his miracles. But it's a great reminder, this story, of the humanity of Jesus, to see the humanity of his parents, to know that they were human beings like all of us, frustrating, scary, but also worth so much to treasure here and there. Amen.